there's not always something new, but what is setting this year apart, of course, it's an Olympic year. And in an Olympic year, people always have more interest in all the Olympic sports, and that's very much the case here with our event and competition at the Defender Kentucky 3-day event. We have the best horses and riders, not only from this country, but in the world. We have Oliver Townend, the name familiar here in Kentucky. He's a three-time champion from England. He is ranked number one in the world, and he's looking again to win it as he's done before. But also the riders are looking to cement their places on their country's Olympic teams. We have a very strong contingent from Great Britain. We have Yasmin Ingen. She is the reigning world champion. We have Tom McEwen. We have a very strong team. And, of course, the top U.S. riders, as always, people like Philip Dutton, Boyd Martin, Doug Payne. I mean, right down the list, our defending champion, Tammy Smith. Last year, she became the first American to win it in 15 years. So it's a star-studded field, non-stop action, because we have, of course, the big five-star competition, which is the highest level in the sport. But we also have a four-star competition. So basically, each morning you can come and see the four-star horses with many of the same riders, many of the same best riders. And some of them are even riding their top horses in the four-star with the Olympics in mind. It's kind of part of an ongoing program. They've proven they can do the five-star, so a lot of them will go just a touch easier on the horses in the four-star. And then the afternoons are the five-stars, the world's best, both horses and riders. In addition to the dressage that happens on Thursday and Friday, which, as we've said before, is kind of like ballet on horseback. Each individual move is judged subjectively. The big day, of course, is Saturday, cross-country day, when everyone, even if you don't know the sport, you come out, it is one of the most exciting things imaginable. And then Sunday, we move back into the stadium over a show jumping course. Scoring is cumulative, so Sunday is the culmination. That's when we'll know our winner.
You talked about the Olympics. With that coming up, does that even make for more of an international field, or can you get even more of an international field here for the 3-day?
Well, as you know, traditionally we've had very strong international field, but it is more so. We have riders here from nine countries, Australia, New Zealand, England, Germany, Ireland, U.S., Canada, I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple, Brazil. I mean, it's a very strong international field. And why is that? Because they're winning at Kentucky, or finishing really well at Kentucky, carries a lot of weight. You know, we are one of only 7 5-star 3-day events in the world. So there is very few at this level. And the big three in most people's minds are badminton in Burley in England and Kentucky here in this country. And, you know, if you want to prove yourself at the highest level against the best in the world, Kentucky is a place you want to come. And that's why we get this strong international field.
It's been here how many years, and you know, people in this area may take it for granted, but there's never been a risk of it going somewhere else, is there? Or has there been?
No, not at all. You know, what established this was the World Championships were held here at the very new Kentucky Horse Park in 1978, and that's what established the horse park. The horse park was built in order to accommodate those 1978 World Championships that were awarded to the United States. And then the question was, well, where? And Lexington, Kentucky, being horse country, they brought it here. They built a brand new horse park. And those World Championships were so successful, then they said, we need to make this an annual event. And it took a couple years, but really, from 1981 on, this has been the top, what we call, eventing competition of this three Olympic equestrian sports. There's jumping that people know over fences in the arena, there's dressage, ballet on horseback, and there's this that we call 3-day eventing, which incorporates those two plus the Saturday cross-country competition. And this has been the premier 3-day event competition in this country since those World Championships in 78, and we would say it's the number one event in the world. Some people in England might disagree with that, but you're talking to me, so.
Well, as I mentioned, Marty, I just covered the Kentucky General Assembly, and they appropriated $39 million, I think, for upgrades here at the horse park, including competition barns, redoing barns and things. That all can't hurt, right?
It absolutely makes a difference. And as we know, the horse park is in use so many weeks of the year. Our event is the premier event, but there's a lot of hunter jumper horse shows that happen over the course of the year. And those horse shows are a little different. They're more what we say exhibitor oriented, where it's the competitors that come. They have great numbers, hundreds and hundreds of horses. So those are people coming in from out of state to compete here at the Kentucky Horse Park. And of course, while they're here, they're going out to restaurants, they're staying in hotels, they're going to see some sites, and they're bringing a lot of money into the state, which is why it's a very logical thing for the state to put some money into the horse park and make sure it's top of the line, that it is the premier facility anywhere.
The World Equestrian Games were here in 2010, and I think there's been, among people in and out of the horse industry around here and horse interest, that had come back someday, and there's cost along with that. So what's been the secret of this event financially over all the years to be able to stay here?
Well, as we've been saying, you know, this is the best event of its kind anywhere in the country, perhaps anywhere in the world. And over the years, people have taken more and more interest. So when you have the biggest, best event, people want to be part of it. So we're very well sponsored. Defender is our primary sponsor this year, and then Mars Equestrian and Cosequin. And you get a lot of corporate sponsorship, which helps us as far as revenues to put on this great event. Of course, our attendance, we're well over 80,000 a year now. We expect to have close to 90,000 people here. They're buying tickets. That's a very good source of revenue. You have about 200 vendor booths set up here where people can come and do incredible shopping. Well, they pay, the vendors do, to come and set up here. Another source of revenue. So it's great as far as the numbers here, and if the number of spectators stays there and we stay a great event, you know, the more money that comes into the event, that's more that we can spend on making it the best event. So we're in a very fortunate position, but it didn't happen just like that. It takes a little time, and fortunately right now, it's such a big, exciting event, people want to be part of it.
And tradition helps.
That's exactly right. You know, we have worldwide television, at least on the live stream online. Anywhere in the world, you can watch what's going on here this weekend live as it happens.